Hello and welcome to a Search CRM podcast. I'm Lauren Hoyt, site editor. We're here today to talk about Dynamics 4.0, the latest CRM release from Microsoft. Codenamed Titan, version 4.0 was released in December and is now available partner-hosted or on-premise. Joining us to provide an overview of the new features in version 4 is Richard Smith. Richard is a founding partner and vice president of CRM strategy with Green Beacon Solutions, a consultancy based in Boston. Richard has over 15 years of experience implementing CRM and custom solutions in markets like financial services, healthcare, and high tech. Richard, thanks for being here today.
Lauren, thanks for inviting me.
My first question is about usability. As you know, creating a user-friendly interface can be vital for user adoption, and typically this is one area where Microsoft shines. Tell me about the changes they've made in 4.0 to enhance user experience.
I think Microsoft has really been listening to their user community and focusing on what areas should be in the updated version of their 4.0 client. If we look at the Outlook client specifically, there are a couple of major changes that they've made in the releases. First off, Microsoft, for customers that are not familiar with the way Microsoft has integrated with Outlook in the past, the Outlook client for CRM is very tightly integrated right inside Outlook. So users in CRM don't have to go outside Outlook for anything, whether it be emails or account records, sales opportunities, even reporting. But in the 4.0 version, some major enhancements they've made are around how that integration ties right back to the exact Outlook folders. The ability to take one or more emails, let's say, from a prospect and link them back into CRM as email activities against a sales opportunity or as a contact. To be able to synchronize your contacts directly out of CRM into Outlook or add new Outlook contacts directly and Outlook contacts directly and maybe be able to update those not only in Outlook but on a BlackBerry or PDA and have all that sync back. The ability to go back in and see all of your tasks in one place and being able to open tasks and manage them from the Outlook task interface, as well as the ability, maybe even while on the phone call with a client, to book a meeting right in your calendar, link that to that client's record or to a sales opportunity, and have that tracked in both systems. These usability enhancements we keep hearing as we demo this and as sales and marketing and support users begin to use the application are huge productivity and usability factors when selecting Microsoft as their CRM package.
Are there other changes that they've made outside the Outlook client?
There are. So Microsoft has really two clients, a web-based client and then a client within Outlook that can either be used both online or offline, where users can take it offline. And I guess what's really nice about that is that it's the exact same interface, whether working in Outlook or on the web client. Microsoft has made some major strides. There were some feature differences in the version 3 product between what was in the web client and what was in the Outlook client. So we'll talk about maybe four quick areas where Microsoft has made some major advances. The first is in Word integration. Microsoft has already had very strong integration with the Office platform, and they've extended that by enabling users to create and save templates for emails, for labels, for letters and faxes that might be generated so that users, again, in either client, can grab a list of contacts, can click a button, pick a template, and be right in Word with all of that merged in. And Microsoft has actually even taken this a step further. Once you get into Word, if you've modified a template, you can save that template right back in CRM very easily. Or after you've generated the merged email or the merged fax or letter, those can be generated and copied back into CRM automatically as activities. So when another user might go into CRM, they actually see that you sent them that letter or that email. Secondarily, they've also expanded their Office integration with Excel. And in the prior versions, they've had the ability to drop just about any type of CRM data into Excel, either as static, meaning that you just export the data as it is and it doesn't get updated, or as a dynamic pivot table or dynamic report where the data can be updated with regard to security over time. So let's say a sales manager might be able to see an entire pipeline where a sales rep, if they run the same Excel report, might only see their view of that pipeline. One of the major changes Microsoft has made on this front is that they've given users one other option with Excel, which is to export data, be able to make changes to that data in Excel, and then re-import it. We're not sure that most sales or support users are going to find this extremely effective. They might if they have certain things that change, like we know that over time phone numbers change and addresses change, et cetera, and that's a quick way to manage that. But we also find that many marketers go in and they're managing major lists of leads, and there might be a series of data that was imported incorrectly or that needs to be bulk updated. They can do that in Excel, make the changes, and then re-import that, and rather than creating duplicate records, that will actually update the existing records in CRM. Two other areas where Microsoft has put a lot of effort, areas where it's kind of been missing a little bit, have been in the areas of data duplication and importing. So prior releases from Microsoft relied on third-party tools to detect duplicates within the system. And in the new version 4.0, what we found is a whole set of tools that let you start to check for duplicates, and this will happen either when you do an import or right when users are manually creating new records. So, for example, I can check company records or account records against other account records so that I don't end up with duplicate company or account records. I can check them against contact records. I can even do checks against both maybe a lead against an account or a lead against a contact, or other completely non-contact related activities. For example, some organizations don't like to have duplicate copies of campaigns associated with records or duplicate sales opportunities associated with records. And as a result, you can actually build these deduplication rules to check and prohibit certain actions, prevent a duplicate record from being created. Now, we all know that that's great. It's great to have that in there, but there is always going to be some duplication that gets in there. And when that happens, Microsoft has also built a set of tools, jobs, reports that can be executed to go and find duplicates based on the rules that you've created. And then once those rules have been executed, to actually go and merge those records. The data deduplication is tied very closely with some major improvements to the import tool. In the prior version, one of the nice things that Microsoft had was the ability to import leads, contacts, and accounts. And it was done through a wizard so that a typical user might actually be able to import into their CRM system. Not something that is pervasive across most enterprise-level CRM systems. In the new version, they've enhanced this functionality by letting users save templates or data maps of data that might be imported. So if a marketer has a common list from a website or from a trade show, a format that they use over and over again, they don't have to go back and reset that template every time. They can define a template as a data map, just set that to import, and CRM will even email them at the end of the import to let them know what was imported, how many dupes there were, and will let them actually clean up the dupes right from that import. Maybe the most powerful new feature that they've added to the product with Titan from a user perspective is the reporting wizard. And one of the things we've heard from clients in before is we love the out-of-the-box reports. They are helpful, but they don't have exactly the information that we need. So it would be great if we could go back and create our own reports. And 90% of what we need are things like how many clients do we have in this status, or how many companies of this type do we have that have open opportunities, things that clients would want to be able to generate on their own and then maybe be able to do something with. The report wizard is a wizard built into the application that allows what we joke about as mere mortals, real users, to go out and pick what they're going to report on, so maybe sales opportunities or support cases, et cetera, link that to other records like the customer or the account record there that is being affected by that case or that opportunity, or maybe opportunity products, and start to lay out both a grouping as well as a report structure. They can users through the wizard can design just what is called a table-based report that looks like most reports in Excel with just the data and summary fields there, as well as graphical reports, pie charts, bar charts, et cetera, with click-through. So some of the Microsoft out-of-the-box reports have a click-through of forecast information, and when you see the pie chart or the bar chart with who has what in their pipeline, you can click through that and see the detail. I think the most powerful feature of this is not only the ability that users can do this and can go and modify these reports over time, but that the reports that get generated also have built-in hyperlinks to open up records right from the report. So if I've created a new sales pipeline, I can click on the description of the sales opportunity and drop right into that report from this. It's very powerful, and we think users are going to be very excited about having this functionality in their hands.
And what about administrators? What do they have to look forward to in 4.0?
So there are some major architecture changes that Microsoft has made behind the scenes. I think one of the biggest has been changing the architecture to be a multi-tenant architecture. This was certainly done to enable them to be able to host multiple clients on a similar set of architecture for when CRM Live becomes available in just a couple of months. But this is also going to be appropriate for larger enterprises that might have multiple implementations of CRM in-house. For example, I might be able to leverage my SQL Server cluster and a series of web servers and implement CRM in that environment, have multiple departmental versions of CRM running on the same physical infrastructure, while each organization has their own separate database and data storage and reports, et cetera, as well as configurations. Microsoft has also spent a lot of time trying to make sure that as the application grows in use worldwide, that more clients can use it in a multilingual environment. So in version 3, the languages were installed per instance, and so you could have an organization with an English version and a Spanish version, but they would not be the same physical database. Microsoft has now enabled users, almost at a user or client level, to pick the language that they want to see in the application. It's a user setting, and right now, I believe, as of the immediate release, there is English, German, and Spanish available, but Microsoft has committed to releasing up to 20 languages that they had for version 3 in the version 4 product. And I think this is going to be a major boon for organizations that are worldwide and have multiple offices in different languages that might want to use the same CRM system. Very closely tied to that is the multi-currency component. There is now the ability at a user level and at an account level to set a primary base currency and then to have all transactions, whether that be sales opportunities or any other financial monetary transactions, to be recorded in a particular currency. It's also possible through a set of infrastructure that Microsoft has to download updates of currency information. Some clients do that on a daily basis. Others may do that on a weekly, monthly, or quarterly basis. And to have reports that are generated that do the currency conversions on the fly. I think the last two major areas that are really important are both our workflow and some changes to email infrastructure. Microsoft is making an incredible investment in Windows Workflow Foundation as the workflow platform not only for CRM, but really for their entire Dynamics line. So today in CRM, you might generate a quick workflow as a sales rep to go and create certain tasks or implement a sales methodology. There may be workflows to apply business rules so that when a customer wins a sales opportunity, certain emails are sent. And those user-driven workflows are great, and they're critical to being able to model an organization's business process in CRM. Microsoft's vision is really to extend the workflow functionality beyond just CRM into the ERP space, being able to go and retrieve data from an ERP system and maybe create tasks for people in the ERP system, as well as maybe through integration with SharePoint and InfoPath and Office and Outlook, being able to share information as XML documents or send forms to the CFO to approve that and have that kick off workflows within CRM or within the ERP application. We're very excited about the workflow technology, both for what it's going to give us today, as well as for the integration capabilities it's going to give us with the Microsoft Dynamics ERP line in the future. And finally, I mentioned the email changes. Microsoft has made some major updates to the email integration. In prior releases, it was very tightly integrated with the Microsoft Exchange Server and required Exchange Server to run. Microsoft has updated that in version 4 to support POP3 and SMTP, which opens it up to clients that are using other products, whether they be GroupWise or Lotus Notes or Domino or other components, other applications out there. And I think we've heard from clients across the board that this just opens up a whole host of options for them in terms of integrating with email and being able to leverage email as a solid platform for them.
Now, Microsoft Dynamics customers who are running 3.0 or earlier versions, in your opinion, should they upgrade to take advantage of this new functionality? Are you advising your clients to do that?
We absolutely are. I think just some of the features that we talked about, from the new Outlook integration to the Word, Excel, duplication, import, reporting, justify it out of the box. And we think users will find some immediate benefit into that. One other piece that very few people consider until they actually have to do it is the amount of time and effort Microsoft has put into making the upgrade a seamless and very simple path. We can't promise that every customer is going to have a couple-hour exercise in upgrading, because many clients do have very complex environments. But Microsoft has done an incredible amount of testing and a lot of work to help ensure that clients that are running 3.0 will be able to go very easily up to 4.0, that their data will upgrade, that their configurations to screens and custom fields will update, reports will convert, and any of their workflows and business processes. In short, anything that has been done within the confines and constructs of what Microsoft has recommended for configuration in the 3X platform should upgrade to 4 without any significant changes. There are some changes, slight changes in the architecture, so some web integration, whether it be web service or post-callout integration, will have to change slightly. But we think the vast majority of customers are going to find this to be a very simple and straightforward upgrade and will be very happy with the results that their users get in terms of the new features and functionality.
Okay. And what about your clients who are running other CRM systems? Are you advising any of them to migrate to Dynamics?
We are. We have not seen in the past, I've been very happy in working with Microsoft, but we have not seen some of the flexibility in the application, both in terms of complexity of reporting and workflow, as well as configuration capabilities that some of our larger enterprise clients would need in order to implement their business processes. And frankly, in this version of CRM, we are seeing just incredible capabilities. We've been testing it out with clients and testing out their specific business models, and have been extremely impressed in how flexible CRM is, not only from a configuration, but also from a long-term support capability from our clients to be able to go in and make changes to maybe some of the processes or screen design that we might start out with them on. So I think it's a very solid platform for clients, and certainly it's hard to bet against Microsoft in terms of the longevity of the application, the longevity of the company, and the investment that Microsoft is going to make in the CRM platform over the next several years.
Okay. Richard, thanks so much for joining us today, and thanks to our listeners as well. Visit Search CRM to find more podcasts on CRM topics. Until next time, I'm Lauren White.